Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 36. Dear Gopal, I integrated unresolved and repressed anger, punching back, screaming, etc. After that, unresolved and repressed grief showed up. Autonomy type. But how to integrate grief? Just be grieving and let grief flow through the system. Just be with grief. Is this enough to integrate grief? Thank you very much and warm regards. First, we have to clarify what integration actually means. What you describe is not yet integration. We have several states. For example, if someone has to suppress core energy, for example, we take your example, anger and rage from early childhood, then it is possible that the system, the body-mind system, has no idea how that is to be in rage, to feel anger. If the suppression goes so far, then you as someone who suffers, you have no idea how that is. You are absolutely unused to that energy. And if this is the case, then it's first about acting out. And that's what you describe. You acted it out by punching back, screaming, etc. This is acting out. It's not yet integration. But why is that important? It is important to allow the system to feel that. And as a child, we start by acting out. A child screams and starts punching, for example. The development of the child starts with acting out. A small child doesn't communicate to their parents in the sense of the honest sharing. Well, daddy, mommy, there's currently a feeling of anger. Of course, the child doesn't do that. He or she starts by acting out. And if this acting out is welcome with the parents and they approach that and they can be in contact with the child, then through development, the child gets more and more to communicating it, what's inside, instead of acting out. But if this phase had to be skipped, it is possible that there are grown-ups who have no idea how that is, how that is to be full of hate. And I know many people who have been in so deeply suppressed that even they tell me sometimes they don't know what hate is or anger. They tell me that they are never angry. And in that case, we have to start by acting out. That's what you did. This is very good. Punching back, screaming. So your body-mind system learns that this energy is not a life threat anymore. It doesn't lead to attachment loss. This is important, but it's not yet integration. What is integration? Integration is if you can act out, basically, if you can do that, if you want, if there's no blockage anymore for this energy in your system, then you have to start sharing it with the one who lives closest to you. So the integration is that you are able to tell your partner, your therapist, the one who lives closest to you about this state. And this is not acting out. This is sharing and communication. For example, you could tell your partner, there is currently a feeling of great hate towards you. This is the grown-up level of relationship. This does not hurt the other one. It's a sharing. It, in fact, creates more intimacy. And as you can share it, you don't have to act it out. And if you are able to do that, that means that it is completely integrated. Just to make things clear, because as long as we are not able to fully connect, we cannot transform, we cannot feel well. So the end result or the end, the goal is to be able to share everything that's inside of us with the one who lives closest to us, If we can do that, we are absolutely happy and have a completely fulfilled life. If you are able just to act it out like you describe and you are not yet able to communicate it, then this separation creates still suffering. So this is important. It's not complete yet. But what you describe is after that unresolved and repressed grief showed up. Yeah, the underlying level comes up and it's not grief. Yeah, it goes in the right direction. But if you look really at it, it's deep sadness. It's not only grief, it's deep sadness about the attachment loss, about that you had never been accepted completely by your childhood environment. And again, it's the same thing. If you are able to share that with the person who lives closest to you, then it is integrated. Integrating or integration and sharing and communicating is the same. It is the same thing. What you can share is integrated. If something cannot be shared, it is not integrated. It's about being able to tell your partner, right now I feel a deep sadness. That's all. That's all we have to learn. And it's not about just be with grief. This is total spiritual nonsense. I have to repeat this again and again. This nonsense that comes from the spiritual area, yeah, is nonsense. It has nothing to do with trauma healing. You cannot just be with it. You have to share it so that the system realizes it is safe. This is absolutely important because just to be with it is like a revival of the childhood environment. There's no need to do anything alone as grown-ups. This nonsense is nourished by spiritual concepts. I don't say that these spiritual concepts are wrong. But at that point where we are, especially traumatized people, they should stay away from all these spiritual concepts. They lead you in a complete wrong direction. It is all about connection. And connection means that you are able to share everything that's inside of you with a trustworthy person, like your partner. It's all about that. That's the whole challenge. There's nothing more to do. And if this has been completed, then the integration is also possible without always sharing things. But this is only possible if there's a certain stability in your system. And this stability is not yet there. So we have to create it by first sharing everything. And this creates the platform for meditation and any spiritual work.